Thanks for tuning into the show. I'm Ben Trefney. And now we'll turn to the lives of senior citizens in San Francisco, specifically those living in the Tenderloin and Mid-Market neighborhoods. More than 1 in 10 people living in these densely packed downtown blocks are aged 65 or older, and that percentage is expected to grow significantly in the next decade. The number of tech companies in the same area has also grown, and it's bringing new businesses and demographics with them. So what's their impact? New America Media teamed up with a local paper, Central City Extra, to find out. They produced a series of reports on seniors called Old and Poor in Tech City. New America Media's Paul Klayman has reported on seniors for several decades. I asked him to share a story of a woman profiled in the series, Miss Me.
She is a 74-year-old Chinese-American woman. Her husband is 84 years old. And she and her husband live in San Francisco in public housing in the Tenderloin area. And they, because of the limitations in public housing for seniors, they actually have two different single-room occupancy hotel rooms, residences, a block apart. Ms. Mee's husband has Alzheimer's disease, and yet the public housing sector in this area, and this is true in many areas of the country, is unable to provide them a place large enough for them to live together. Ms. Mee spends most of her time with her husband and often has to leave him after he's able to go to sleep to go back to her own apartment through the Tenderloin, a block away. And it's a block that most of us would think, well, you know, it's not a great situation, but it's not much. But she's very afraid of the crime in that area. This is a stunning story. And it's the kind of story that we have tried to tell in very human terms to bring to this larger issue that we at New America Media are looking at nationally.
So the series that you've been working on is called Old and Poor in Tech City. And you chose to focus on impoverished elders in the Tenderloin and Mid-Market areas of San Francisco. Why'd you choose that neighborhood in particular?
What's happened is that with the Twitter boom, suddenly there is all this wealth. There's this kind of rising sea of wealth around what we call an island of elder poverty.
And you could physically see it. I mean, there's plenty of cranes right around there right now.
Now, here's what's interesting and a little bit unique about San Francisco's senior inner city senior population. The rents there are often already controlled, so their rent is not necessarily going to go up. But what's happening is that the nonprofit services that serve them in the area are being forced out helter-skelter in buildings that now where the owners, the landlords, are driving up, in some cases, tripling the rent.
And what I understand is that there's rent control on residences for people, and SROs are controlled in Section 8 housing, but for nonprofits that are renting places, there is no such rent control.
Absolutely. There's no commercial rent control in the city of San Francisco. The small, affordable cafes, businesses and barbershops and so on are being forced out, or in some cases we're hearing are being told by their landlords, you've got to kind of upscale your services to bring in some of this business from the tech or, you know, tech companies that are moving in and their employees.
That's Paul Klayman. He has been working on the series Old and Poor in Tech City, which is being put together by Central City Extra, a newspaper in San Francisco, and New America Media. So one of the issues of looking at the elderly who are impoverished is what the definition of poverty means now and how it applies to San Francisco. Could you tell me a little bit about that, please?
When you're talking about, you know, the poverty level for older people in the United States, currently it says about 1 in 10. About 9-10% of older people under the federal poverty line.
And what level is that? What is the federal poverty line?
And it's just about just under $11,000 a year in 2013.
So they say about a tenth of Americans who are elderly are making $11,000 or less a year.
And they're calling that the poverty line. Now, you just look
low.
You just look at your housing costs. Alone, you're not going to make it in most areas of the country, and certainly in San Francisco, and it's one of the highest rent cities in the country. So what does that actually take to make ends meet? There is a new poverty line index that has been created looking at housing, healthcare costs, transportation costs. It really takes about double the official U.S. poverty line just to make ends meet. But if you're looking at San Francisco, you're talking about triple. The average person, 65 or older, needs about $29,000. That's looking at last year.
And so that's about $2,500 a month or something like that? I mean, what kind of benefits are most people getting?
Well, most people on average in the U.S., the average Social Security check is right around $1,200 a month.
But that's less than half of what you guys are finding with the Elder Index.
And it's even less when you look at lower-income Latinos and African-Americans. The fiction of the poverty line in the United States is something that has to be brought more into the nonfiction realm.